This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Governor Jared Polis hinted he might veto a bipartisan wolf reintroduction bill during a press conference Tuesday. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Polis worries the bill could force Colorado to miss a voter-approved deadline to release wolves by the end of the year. Republican State Representative Matt Soper of Delta sponsored the bill.
I just find it unbelievable that the governor would threaten to veto a bill that passed with broad bipartisan support.
The legislation would only allow reintroduction to move forward with a federal permit in place. That allows state wildlife managers to kill or harass wolves in specific cases, something not normally allowed under the Endangered Species Act. Colorado has applied for the permit, but wolf advocates say the bill could complicate the process to obtain it. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Colorado family has filed a lawsuit against the Kansas State Patrol. They are seeking to stop a practice called the Kansas Two-Step, where officers extend traffic stops in order to find probable cause to search for weapons or illegal drugs. Sharon Brett is the legal director of the ACLU of Kansas.
It's not just about 30 minutes on the side of the road. It's about intrusion into liberty in a way that can become really problematic and really scary for a lot of people very, very quickly.
The case is currently being heard in federal court with a ruling expected later this week. Along the Front Range, the risk of severe weather is expected to continue again this afternoon and evening. The National Weather Service says storms could bring damaging hail and winds. This is CPR News.